You start by talking about Lawrence's game against the Ravens.
We had him at, 17 tackles and 4 assists. That's pretty good. He was all over the field. I think they only ran 60 plays. Some of those were incomplete passes. And on the other side of the field from him, he probably was in on half the plays that they ran.
So you're probably not surprised he did that with a broken hand?
He's a linebacker. Linebackers are tough.
Coach, what kind of problems does a guy like Pryor present, and do you defend him any differently than, say, you did with Robert Griffin?
I think they're similar people. They can beat you with their arm and with their legs. So from that standpoint, the problem is the same. They're running a lot of the same type of plays. Been a long time since we played Washington, but we did get to play against the offense a little bit in New York against the Jets. And their quarterback's very athletic, too. I don't think he's had the ball-carrying experience that Oakland's quarterback has had, but we're hoping there'll be some carryover there for us.
With his size, is there any does it make a difference trying to be physical with him as opposed to maybe like you did maybe with RG3?
Well, they're both pretty big, and Oakland's quarterback's bigger than any of those other guys. And he's, as I recall, he didn't lose too many games in college because of that. They couldn't get him on the ground. It's definitely going to be one of our big challenges when he does keep it, to get him on the ground. He's like having another tailback in the game, really. He's a great athlete.
Do you think players sometimes just underestimate his speed because he's so big and he looks so effortless when he's running?
I think maybe at one time that was true, Scott, but I think he's done so well and they've seen him on so many videos run away from people. I think they realize, and he ran his time over in Indianapolis for the world to see. So I don't think it's any secret. He may not look that fast, but we all know he is.
Dick, the last game, was that the most extensive playing time for Shamarco on defense?
Well, probably because Baltimore went all 3 wide receivers pretty much. I don't know. They probably didn't have 10 snaps of regular or extra tight end guys. And Shamarco's in that package. So, he'll play every snap if that's what we get.
What'd you get from him against the Ravens?
I think he's growing. He's a physical guy. That's what we liked about him. And he's getting more comfortable in the defense, and you're seeing some of that physicality show up. He made several really, really strong plays, and I'd say he's on schedule. You know, he's a young player, but I don't worry about him when he's in there. I know he's going to go wrong with some plays because he is new, but he's going to be a good football player.
What do you think of Willie Gay's performance against the Ravens?
Willie Gay's been playing good for us ever since we've had him, even going back before we didn't have him. And I don't know how that came out, but it's not quite right. Before he left us and came back, I didn't know Yogi Berra was still around. But he's playing well, playing consistently, and he played well in the Baltimore game.
Just when he came back after the year away, you were just looking for that guy who's been around, that the dependability that you could call on him if you needed him to start or whatever role that you were looking for out of him?
Coach Mike says often, your tape is your resume, and he had good tape when he was here. He had good tape when he was in Arizona. We knew he was a good man. We had lost a corner, or were in the process of losing a corner, and he definitely fit us. I was glad that Mike brought him back.
Like, how disciplined do your outside linebackers have to be with that read option?
Yeah. Again, that's one of the reasons why I'm glad we did play Washington. We did play the Jets, and some other people are running it, but not to the extent that these guys do. And the factor that these guys have, they got a tailback that's hurt us before too, and that's if he leaves it in the tailback's stomach, and they got a quarterback can hurt you if you don't play them both right. So they present problems, and you have to have it ruled out, and everybody be on the same page. And that's what we're out here working on. Our guys are working hard. We'll see how we do Sunday. I think we'll play them hard.
Dick, how is it you guys, the secondary prides itself on being able to tackle. How is it that you guys are able to stay sharp when there isn't a lot of live tackling done, or any live tackling done during the season?
Well, there's some games that I wish we've tackled a little bit better in the secondary, to be honest with you, across the team. But I think overall, We have a good tackling secondary. We have two great safeties who can get people on the ground. And I think our corners will rate up near the top of the NFL in terms of tackling. And we want to be a good tackling team. And in direct answer to your question, tackling is a heck of a lot of desire and wanting to. And you don't have to practice tackling every day to want to tackle and do a good job in a game. We expect them to get the ball carrier on the ground, whether it's their receiver that caught the ball or someone coming out of the backfield. And I won't be happy until they tackle them every damn time. So we're still working on it.
Hey, Dick. Is the evolution of the tight end and one of the changing challenges of being a defensive coordinator, especially for as long as you have this?
Well, I think that it's just the more of a inclusion in the spread offenses and a lot of the no huddle offenses, and the tight end becomes a force in the middle of a defense that has to spread out to cover boundary to boundary, and they've always got the possibility of a little bit of a size mismatch with him down in there on your safeties, but it's not really any different than the great tight ends of years ago. But we can't touch the guy once he goes 5 yards, and that's a little different. The tight ends used to kind of take their life in their own hands yeah. when they go over the middle, and that isn't the case anymore. You know, it's just another weapon that the offense have, but I think the big factor is the spread, the speed spread all around them, and it forces you to defend from sideline to sideline, and it does give the tight end more room to work down in there.
Some of these guys are as fast as wide receivers used to be back in the day, though.
Well, again,
like a guy like Jimmy Graham down in New Orleans.
Yeah, again, if you go watch your local high school play, they're liable to no huddle and throw the ball 40 times. Right. So these guys getting their passing and catching skills from the time that they're 14 to 18 years old, and then they go to college, they never huddle there, and they throw the ball more like 55 times. And so it's football's becoming a throwing game, and I think that's why you see a faster tight end. And more gifted receiving tight ends.
I only watch Lenton High. That's
how we huddle.
Dick, is Lawrence really smart to put it all together? I mean, I talked to Coach Butts yesterday, and he talked about how the first 3 years you're sort of relying on talent. The second 3 years you're sort of starting to figure out what you're doing, and then right at 27, 20, 29, really is sort of the peak years. When you watch Lawrence play, do you get the sense that he is nearing the top of his game?
In my honest opinion, maybe it's somewhat biased, I think he's played at an all-pro level for several years. He's all over the field. He's always one of our leading tacklers. He's been a good interceptor and made a lot of long runs after he got the ball. I mean, I don't know what more you want the guy to do. To me, he has played at an all-pro level for several years.
Is it one of those things, though, because the standard here is you guys have set the bar so high, number one, top 10, you know, every year, that it's almost taken for granted? Well, he's a linebacker for the Steelers, so of course he's pretty good and maybe not judged maybe quite the same way some other guys are.
Well, if we are number one, which we were last year, somebody out there is making a lot of plays, and on a lot of those plays, it was Lawrence Timmons.
Coach, you said all-pro and all-pro. Well, there's a difference. All-pro, that's top one, two, three.
I think you could put Lawrence Timmons in anybody's lineup, and he's going to stand out and play good football.
He ever lobby you to get some time on the other side of the ball? He talks about it. He was telling me yesterday what a good receiver he is.
Lawrence will lobby you for a little bit of everything. I'm happy with him right where he is.
Thank you, Coach.